Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Steph Mom Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. I'm really excited to bring this classic back. So this is a fictional women episode we did forever ago on Karen O'Leary from Wellington Paranormal, which is a TV series that I love, not currently a sponsor. It's on HBO Max. And I think it's over. I think it just finished.
Is it? There was only... Okay, wait. So we're watching it on HBO. We hit the max episodes, so I'm guessing, and so there was like four episodes in the season four. Is that many?
So the last two episodes are like Who the Hell. It's called Who the Hell, which is about Satan, and then Time Travel, Time Cop, but not that one.
Okay, so we watched them all.
Yeah, that's it. I think that's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know. I'm bummed. Oh, I love it so much. Anyway, I wanted to bring this back because it's really interesting to me because when we first did this, I think I'd only seen like a season and a half, even though it had been released mostly in New Zealand already. Mm-hmm. So a lot of stuff I talked about in there, I hadn't seen yet. And I say this in the episode, but now I've seen it all and I want to confirm some things that I talked about.
Oh, are you talking about the Virgin episode?
Yes. So I speculated based on a lot of kind of like in jokes that O'Leary was a lesbian, and it was confirmed that she's at least bi.
Yeah.
Well, but probably mostly a lesbian.
Because she said she's never had sex with men.
That
doesn't mean it. You're right. But like, I feel like she was like, no. Definitely never had sex with men.
I think you're right. I'm almost, because she was kind of like, not grossed out, but visibly like, no way about having sex with men when her mom kind of torments her in that fear episode. So probably, but I, you know, just to make sure.
Good. That's fair.
I did really enjoy the episode where she challenges the devil to a game of essentially Guess Who, but it's called Who the Hell.
Who the Hell, yes.
And it made me, because I know you, me and your partner played Guess Who. You have Guess Who.
Yes.
Like a year ago.
And it was missing one person, though.
And he won every time, so I'm still mad about it. I guess I'm not very good.
And you're not good at guessing who.
But O'Leary was excellent. I was like in awe of her skill. I love that scene. Very, very good. And just continued to show how competent of them, which, I mean, ultimately, they're kind of blundering cops. But of the blundering cops, she was pretty competent.
Yes.
Yeah, so if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. I normally, like I said, I don't rewatch TV shows, but I've rewatched that one because it's just kind of light and it's nice and fun. It's definitely in my wheelhouse. So, yeah, if you're into paranormal New Zealand mockumentaries, I recommend it. But in the meantime, please enjoy this classic episode. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I've Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And welcome to another sub-segment. Of women around the world, fictional women around the world. And today we're hopping over to New Zealand to talk about Officer O'Leary from the What We Do in the Shadows universe from the spinoff. Currently, this is one of the main characters on the CW show that I'm in love with, Wellington Paranormal, which you can find on the CW or HBO Max. And yes, I do love What We Do in the Shadows, both the movie and the show, which is the show on FX is about to have its season 3 premiere. And I definitely want to come back and do an episode on Nadia. I'm going to talk about her briefly at the end of this one, but that is in the works. And you can see the episode I did on Movie Crush about the What We Do in the Shadows movie to learn more. But basically, the What We Do in the Shadows universe was created by Taika Waititi and Jemaine Clement. First, a movie by the same name, although they did have like, and you can still find it on YouTube, they had a short that they did first as like a proof of concept. And then they made the movie in 2014. And then they did some shorts after that, a lot of them in conjunction with like the New Zealand Documentary Board or with New Zealand Air. They did like a Wellington tourism ad. Then they did the spinoff show, the TV show on FX, which I adore. And now Wellington Paranormal on the CW. Though it aired before this in New Zealand and I accidentally got spoiled as much as you can get spoiled in a show like this, because I was looking it up to research this and I was like, all the episode summaries, what? So this show follows Officers O'Leary, M, and Ogue, along with Sergeant Maka, as they tackle or attempt to tackle paranormal activity in Wellington, New Zealand.
Okay, so O'Leary and Minogue were first introduced in the 2014 mockumentary horror film as a pair of bumbling cops who were glamored when investigating a vampire den and showed up again later after a werewolf attack. Yes, this movie was hilarious. It took me a while to get into it. As I've been introduced, I'm like, ah, ha, ha, hilarious. So O'Leary is played by, who was actually a teacher, yeah? A kindergarten teacher?
Yeah, she's a kindergarten teacher.
Mm-hmm. And is also a comedian, Karen O'Leary, who had never acted before landing the role in What We Do in the Shadows. I love it. Allegedly, Clement was struggling to think of a name, so he just went with O'Leary and Minogue because they sound police-like.
Yeah, and it's interesting knowing that now because a lot of how O'Leary acts, I can see her being a teacher because she's very like, oh, you know, you're not going to have a good time, or you're not going to have a good time if you stay up too late or if you do it. Like, she's very right. Kind of practical, no nonsense in that way. And her first name has not been revealed over 3 seasons, which I think is part of sort of the running joke. I don't think that's any slight on her being a woman and not having a first name. However, Minogue's was revealed, but it was part of a joke because he's getting picked on by these other cops. And they were calling him Kylie Minogue. And he leaned in and said, actually, it's Kyle. And the E is silent.
Poor dude.
Yes, yes. That says a lot about his character, actually. Much of the movie was ad-libbed. And the humor of both of the movie and the show is very, very dry. It's very straight-faced and deadpan. Both the movie and the show really lean into being set in New Zealand and the character of New Zealanders as well. So it's like really low-key. When O'Leary does bad cop, for example, she just leans in and says calmly, stop that. You're scaring me. And it's sort of a send-up of cops. It's filmed with hidden cameras, dash cams, and documentary crew. There's a lot of investigating noise complaints and parties and telling people to be quieter or ghosts to be quieter, as it so happens. It's very matter-of-fact and calm in the face of ghosts and monsters and werewolves and vampires and zombies, treating them just like any other citizen, or like often they're more concerned about the paperwork than the fact that there are aliens making clones, which they do make a clone of O'Leary. I haven't seen the episode where the clone comes back, but apparently it does. So O'Leary believes she's really competent, and she is more competent than Minogue, I will say, and often Sergeant Maka as well. And Sergeant Maka is the one who, like, loves the X-Files. His underwear says, like, the truth is in here on the pants. He is, like, so into it. He takes it so seriously, but both of them are just kind of like, what is this?
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC. O'Leary definitely takes things in stride. She's very down to earth. She's, yeah, often more annoyed that paranormal creatures are flouting New Zealand's laws, whether it's ghosts who've been partying too long and having all these noise complaints about them since the 70s, or millennial zombies who are too busy looking on their phones and causing trouble, or jaywalking creepy clowns. And she's really annoyed about the jaywalking. And she really doesn't appreciate any suggestion. She isn't good at her job either. And she'll get really, like, defensive about it. There's a werewolf in particular where she's like, I learned how to do this and this and this all at police school. A lot of O'Leary's personal life and history is a mystery. We know she likes softball, plays guitar, and worst fear is embarrassing her mother. It's often implied that she is a lesbian. She grew up in Wellington, going on to join the Wellington Police Force. And yes, she partnered with Minogue.
So both O'Leary and Minogue are recruited by Sergeant Maka to investigate paranormal activities around Wellington at the beginning of the show, a job they undertake and are very bad at, but earnest in their efforts, A for effort. They ask the silly questions a lot of us have about the paranormal, but they do so genuinely.
Yeah, so like, for example, there's one time where they're investigating aliens, and Sergeant Maka says something about, like, unidentified flying object. And Minogue says, well, if we identify it, is it just identified flying object? So things like that, just said really flat, like, deadpan.
She's not wrong.
O'Leary has also appeared in some New Zealand PSAs. She will appear in the fourth season of Wellington Paranormal, which has just wrapped post-production. And then we'll see after that. I know they're going on kind of a pause. And Jemaine Clement has said, like, we're working on another project and we'll see what happens. I do want to come back and talk about, I don't even know if it's a trope, but one day I want to come back and talk about this whole, like, competent woman trope. Because I feel like there's a lot of examples I can think of where there's three characters. And two of them are men and one is a woman. And the woman is, like, the most competent one. So if you think of, like, Harry, Ron, Hermione, or Luke, Leia, Han, and then in this case. And I'm just kind of curious about that. And I mean, O'Leary is definitely, I mean, they're all bumbling. They're all right. Bumbling cops. But of these three, I would say she's probably the most competent.
Of the two.
Yeah, yeah. So I do want to come back and talk about that one day. And even, like, in the show, you have Nandor, Laszlo, Nadia. Nadia is the most competent. But if you add Guillermo into that equation, or even Colin, I guess, but definitely Guillermo, then Guillermo's the most competent. So
yeah, Guillermo's definitely competent. But on top of that. But you think about that in sitcoms too. That happens a lot in just regular sitcoms. So not even like adventures, you know, any of that. And adventure, because if you think of like Guardians of the Galaxy, Gamora is the competent one of all of them. And it's the one that kind of keeps them together, like calm down. Mm-hmm. As well as in New Girl, you have Cece being the competent one, typically, and or Jess being the one that takes the lead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you're right. There's a lot of that, and we don't typically look at it closely.
Yeah.
But they also get the being the boring one.
Yeah.
Or the most annoying or bitchy.
Right. They don't get to have as much fun, I find. Although, I mean, O'Leary is having fun. And I was thinking about this because it's not like there's been a long history of the, you know, ditzy sex object portrayal of women. I'm just kind of curious about this as whether it's like a really leaning away from we can't make fun of women or as kind of a response to that history, or if it's even kind of like how we do expect women to be more competent at their jobs. So I don't know. I'm just curious. I want to look into it more. I'm never like super angry that women are competent, but you know, just curious.
Such curious.
But yes, I love the show. I definitely recommend it. I recommend the movie and the other show as well. And as always, we would love to hear your suggestions for future fictional women around the world. You can email us at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram at @StuffMomNeverToldYou. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina.
The lead in our show as well. She keeps us together, I think.
Yes. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.